Text numéro 98. Sweden's schools minister declares free school system failure. Sweden has declared a system failure in the country's free schools, pledging the biggest shake-up in 30 years and calling into question a model in which profit-making companies run state education. Sweden's friskolor, privately run schools funded by public money, have attracted international acclaim, including from Britain, with the former Education Secretary, Michael Gove, using them as a model for hundreds of new British free schools opened under David Cameron's government. But in recent years, a drop in Swedish educational standards, rising inequality, and growing discontent among teachers and parents has helped fuel political momentum for change. A report by Sweden's biggest teachers' union warned of the negative consequences of having become one of the world's most marketized school systems, including the viewing of pupils and students as customers, and a lack of resources resulting in increased dissatisfaction. The union demanded the phasing out of for-profit and marketized schools, and in the meantime, that they reinvested any profits in their businesses. Joint stock companies are not a long-term sustainable form of operation to run school activities, it said. Now, Lotta Edholm, a Liberal who was appointed schools minister last year during the formation of Sweden's moderate party-run-in minority coalition, has launched an investigation into the issue which, she said, would oversee her plans for reform. It will not be possible in the reformed system to take out profits at the expense of a good education, she told The Guardian at the Ministry of Education and Research in Stockholm. There are thousands of friskolor, directly translated as independent schools but known as free schools, across Sweden, with a higher proportion in cities. About 15% of all primary school children, 6 to 16-year-olds, and 30% of all upper secondary school pupils, 16 to 19-year-olds, go to a free school. She pledged to tighten rules on religious influence on teaching in religious schools, and to strengthen rules on school ownership, citing a government report that warned free schools could be exploited by Swedish and foreign owners wanting to influence society. Edholm also accused some free schools of grade inflation, with teachers awarding children grades that were too high, creating imbalance across the whole system. It is understood to be a particular problem in free schools, with a low proportion of qualified teachers and schools run as joint stock companies. Free schools tend to give higher grades than municipal schools. That risks that in the end it could be that the municipal schools give higher grades, and that in turn is very bad, she said. It's unfair, and it leads, additionally, to students thinking they are much more knowledgeable than they are. Adapted from theguardian.com, November 2023.